of prayer or just conceptual things here. I've been thinking about, well, actually, I can put this on the Sankirtan 2.0 or something. Shorts, these short videos you can find on YouTube and other, you know, on social media. I see more and more devotees having made things there. Well, this often seems one way of doing it is, now I again sound critical, but I'm just analyzing it for my own sake, to bring up very advanced things. That was like Krishna is one, and then he becomes two, and then becomes one again, the Chaitanya, Radha Krishna. So it kind of I would say it's a common way of preaching, as you call it, maybe coming from this, that the need to show, I don't know, how advanced this Bhakti Yoga and these teachings are. Rasas. And then there's another one, which is more about telling people that the life you're living is wrong. You don't think about the meaning and purpose of life enough. You're just getting your education and getting your jobs, and then you're aging and getting sick and dying, and then when you die, your life has been completely meaningless, unless you take up Krishna consciousness and get a guru and all that. And yes, it can become like that, can't it? Among preachers, priests, Christians also, I mean, that you kind of you get used to standing there on the preacher's podium or in the preacher's seat, and there you have the audience sitting there. You are in the temple, and your job is to, you know, to preach. You take up this Krishna consciousness, otherwise your life is useless. And devotees sitting in the temple's morning programs and things, they're used to this. So that may become the style also when you speak in general to the public. So, I mean, what's the way of doing it? I've seen Buddhists, others also with shorts, and they are, I mean, some those that work best, maybe some devotees have done that too. They focus, of course, more on actual topics that should concern people in their daily lives. Now, sometimes it's done in a kind of point 1, 2, 3 way. Such as I often found, it's a long time ago, among New Age-ish kind of self-improvement people, like techniques. You do this, 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 and it's going to be great. But to me, that sounds a little bit, technical, a little bit. Impersonal, you could maybe say, because it's more about do this, 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 and things will be just fine. But how about more talking about looking at the reality that we find ourselves in? I mean, the real situation, I mean, not reality in the ontological sense necessarily, but how to deal with it. Modes of nature. Of course, again, 1, 2, 3, sattva, raja, tamas, but these three, this is how we can, when we choose to act the way we do things, the way we are towards others and ourselves, can of course be different. And in the Bhagavad Gita, this is described as an advice to us that as you are and as you act, so shall you reap. You got those people there in the dark regions, and then we can read the characteristics of the tamagun. And the results of it, suffering, miserable. And then we show imagery from real situations, you know, drug addicts on the street and drunk people and whatever, violence, a lot of that today, of course. And then the Rajaguna, then we discuss, you know, there's some happiness and enjoyment there. Getting money, getting pleasures. Luxury cruisers and cars and houses and beautiful ladies and men. handsome men, fine bodies and clothes and all that. But we can show there that we're talking passion, desires, hard work to satisfy those desires. And then sattva, yeah, that's when you actually understand, we actually live enjoying the happiness which is naturally within when we know more of ourselves, not chasing things outside, happiness from the outside. We bring up these things and so yeah, I guess, you know, that's how it is, that what we choose and the ones we choose to be with, that's the life we're gonna get. And this is where our lives starts and what our lives rest upon and what determines how your life and my life is day by day. Something like that with imagery. It sounds to me that this is kind of hitting real life out there. Yeah, I can identify with this. Oh yeah, this is the way my life looks like. And then we shall sattva, not in terms of some new ages, white clothes and crystals, but you know, the imagery is important here.